Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Bob Chapman, cut off by the satellite break. Got a break. What was the point you were making as we went into break?
I can't remember because I was thinking about something else.
But you were talking about a staged terror attack that is plunging poll numbers.
And that's why they went over, Obama and Gates went over to Israel to tell them, look, cool it. You're going to have your war, but we have to time the thing correctly. And another thing that went on in the last few days was Dubai walked out of the Gulf Council meetings, and they were going to set up, and they're still going to, a dinar as a regional currency. And Dubai walked out, but simultaneously, Dubai got approval, final approval, of being able to put in a nuclear reactor. And, of course, they can put one in, and Iran can't. And I think the give-up here was Dubai could get the reactor if they walked out of the council because the U.S. doesn't want a regional currency there, even though there's four other members still involved. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to disarm the thing, and that's how they're doing it.
Okay, I got a few other quick little questions for you, Bob, here in the few minutes we have left. Then we're going to plug the forecaster, so folks get your pens and paper ready. Bob, If 600,000 people are losing their jobs every month, and that's going to start compounding and dragging on the economy more, and if all these other problems keep happening in the economy, how soon until we have civil unrest? How soon do we see a bank holiday, or do you see that in the cards?
Well, I think there will be, but I don't think it's short term. I see what they're doing. I know what they're doing. I see the injection coming from stimulus. I see the injections of money and credit into the system. I mean, we're talking $14.8 trillion. And so I think you're going to have a flattening out next year. But after that, it's going to get worse again. So it's not going to happen as quickly as you think. There'll be isolated incidents, perhaps, but you got to wait until unemployment is over 30%. And it's 19.2 to 19.8 right now. That's the U6, the real U6 figure. Over 22 by the end of the year. The following year, somewhere between 22 and 30. And after that, anywhere from 30 to 50. And that's when you're going to have your trouble.
Okay, folks, I'm just going to say this here at the end. Midas Resources, through the weekend, bought gold at $880, silver at $13. So that's what's factored into the price of these coins. These are from the market when it was $880. It's now $960 and going up. I suggest you call the brokers, 1-800-686-2237, on the last francs and sovereigns they have at that price, and on the Lakota silver dollars that they have at that price, and the half dollars, U.S. half dollars, the little gorgeous coins they have there. So 1-800-686-2237, the Franklins, thinking of the name. Bob Chapman, give folks the number if they want to get a free hard copy of their national forecaster.
That's 877-479-8178. That's toll-free, 877-479-8178. Or they can go to the site, The International Forecaster.com.
The International Forecaster.com. Get a free copy there as well. Bob, we'll talk to you, Lord willing, next Friday. Have a great week.
You too. And if you need me on Monday, let me know.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. Thanks for being on with us. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Friday edition. We got Tony Gosling coming up. I'll continue to cram your phone calls in throughout the show. And we always enjoy hearing from you. And I got a big news blitz coming up as well. We got this weird Vatican Bank Illuminati story.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com. and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
During the break, I confirmed what Bob Chapman was saying. I'm glad he pointed it out to me, because I can't keep track of everything. 179 sponsors for the bill to audit the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve. Audit it, expose how criminal it is, and then abolish it and get our country back. It is not federal. It is foreign-owned. It is the bankers that have engineered the crisis. And here's our newest T-shirt, our newest In the Fed T-shirt, ladies and gentlemen. Look at that baby. On the front, it says, End the Fed, and people say, what's that about? And it says, InfoWars.com above it, has the great distressed look, black T-shirt. And on the back, it says, Arrest the Bankers. Arrest the Banksters. I tell you, what a great design from Janae Meadows that does so much of the designing for InfoWars.com. There is the new T-shirt available at InfoWars.com for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're listening on the radio, you can go over to InfoWars.com, click on the banner at the top for all the new T-shirts we've got. Here's one of our other T-shirts. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, George Orwell, 1948. Okay, we got Tony Gosling with us for 20, 30 minutes or so, then I'm going to continue with your calls. Tex and Janet and Lance and many others that are holding. And then later at the end of the hour, I'm going to go over this review in the New York Times of the film that I'm in called The New World Order, where they savage me, Luke Radowski, and others. I'm not covering this New York Times attack because it's about me. It's a window into the disconnect between these establishment lackeys and the real world. They think we're delusional. just incredible. So that is coming up. But Tony Gosling has Bilderberg.org. He just always has such amazing research information, connections into Bilderberg and others to break down what's happened. But I wanted to have him on today to briefly go over the history of Bilderberg and some of his perspectives on that and any info he's got on the 2009 meeting that just ended. Tony, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. Yeah, I was driving in the car and heard you on Jordan Butler's show this weekend, and I've interviewed you before, and I thought, man, he really is breaking down the history great and bringing out a lot of things that I didn't even know about. I knew about some of it, but like the submarine delivering Nazis and Prince Bernhard in Canada and all of that, it was just really intriguing, so I wanted to have you on.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I'm not sure, Alex, are you and your listeners familiar with the two main characters behind the first Bilderberg meeting?
What is it, Joseph Ratzinger or Rettinger?
Joseph Rettinger.
Yeah, Rettinger and then Bernhard and then one other.
Obviously Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. I mean, these two characters, there's quite a lot that's come out of them. I mean, Bernhard died about 3-4 years ago. And after that, I don't know if you've heard this, but there was a fantastic BBC Radio 4 documentary as part of the series Document, which looked really closely at his involvement, Bernhard's involvement, immediately after the Second World War in smuggling Nazi war criminals out of Europe and across to South America. So Bernhard was actually a key person in that, as it came out in this documentary. And it's, you know, it's interesting that the BBC have been able to do that after his death, I guess.
Tony, do me a favor and back off your phone. We always have trouble over to England for some reason, or maybe it's the phone system at Genesis again, but back off that phone for it so it's not distorted. Yes, I was aware of that BBC report, multi-part series. I listened to most of it, and it was just going off Bilderberg's own documents and what's been released by the Royal House. This is not our opinion. And I want you to go through that history for those that may not know it, because you're so good at telling it and have so much research. How does that dovetail with the British and U.S. Army reports about what we already had pieces of, about in the 43-44, the Nazis knew they were going to lose, so they put their money through the Crumps and others into setting up a European Union through dummy corporations. And then in 54, I see it as kind of the Nazi wealth teaming back up and merging again with the Anglo-American establishment, that coming together, that transatlantic union, so you can't really say Bilderberg is Nazi. It is elitist, but it has that core group of Nazis in it wanting a European Union.
Well, that's right. I mean, this is really well put together by this academic, Mike Peters. Now, Professor Mike Peters, he was up at, up until recently, he's just recently retired in the last year or so, working up at Leeds Metropolitan University, the old Polytechnic up there. But he used to run a magazine called Here and Now in the 1990s and late 80s. And because he actually couldn't get the university authorities to publish this paper that he put together about Bilderberg. So what he did is he spiced it up a bit, made it a little bit more readable, and published it in his magazine. And it's called Bilderberg and the Project for European Unification. And it starts out really as a sort of academic pamphlet, but it's really very readable. And it goes into all of the sort of nuts and bolts of the initial meetings that led to people's thinking that Bilderberg was going to be necessary. So we're talking about back in 1943, the Council on Foreign Relations, War and Peace Study Groups over in the States deciding really that there was a need for a Bilderberg-type organization, bringing together real prestigious figures, heads of state. But the whole thing, right from the beginning, was going to be covert. Now, this was working in parallel with things like the Marshall Plan, the lend-lease to the British forces during the Second World War, and how that was going to be paid back, and also how Britain and Europe was going to be rebuilt. And this was also tied into the whole European movement, the idea that it was essential to get a political union right across Europe.
Now, I don't get involved in Protestants and Catholics fighting. I don't get into this religious craziness. And this is a radio show, a news program. And I have found that, there's some crowds out there that obsess on Catholics and Catholic intrigue and Catholic secret societies and everybody's a secret agent of it. And so I, you know, for years thought that was discredited and stupid and silly because some of the proponents of it were so ridiculous. But then, through being attacked, I did actually look at it deeper. And then when I was doing research for the, for Endgame on the founding of Bilderberg, European Union, all of that, the Nazi connections, the Catholic Church connections, the Treaty of Rome, 57, how they say the European Union will be the new Holy Roman Empire. And I went, wow, that's actually true. And then how Tony Blair is converted to Catholicism so he can be a new EU head. And they denied that. And now they're talking about it. And then all these weird P2 lodges interconnecting, and then Joseph Redinger and all of that. I mean, there really is something there at the bottom of it.
I don't see it quite like that, though, Alex. I mean, what I see is I see the Catholic Church, almost the Vatican, kind of besieged by all these different organizations. I mean, the idea of Tony Blair knocking up on your knocking on the door and wanting to be their friend is an attempt, I think, to influence what is seen as actually quite... there are elements, certainly, within the Vatican that are very resistant, I think, to the sort of mass politicization of Europe under one...
So you're saying the European Union... isn't being pushed strongly by the Catholic Church?
No, I don't see it like that. I think there are elements in all of the churches right across Europe, which are, I mean, there's battles going on within those institutions. If you want, it's something a little bit like an organization like the BBC that can come out with a fantastic documentary on one subject, maybe. They did a very good job on the David Kelly story, that hour-long documentary. If people hadn't seen it, they really
You're
should.
Saying there's different scientists. Camps. You're
there's
saying there's different
camps. Within the same organization, and also they're under assault. Organized assault from outside, so that there are outside agencies sending, you know, some people to infiltrate these organizations and influence them.
Exactly. I just wanted your opinion. And we also noticed that it's only kosher to attack the Catholic Church and very popular, and there's certainly a lot to attack. But by the mainstream media, that's always questionable as well.
I think there's a good reason for that, actually, and that is that the Protestant Church has traditionally welcomed Freemasons, and lots of the Protestant Church in certainly here in Britain, I mean, I don't know about elsewhere in Scotland as well, it's actually quite normal for Freemasons to be in the church, even though they won't talk about it, whereas the Catholics have had many edicts. Quite whether they're taking any notice or not is another thing, but, you know, papal declarations against Freemasonry saying that this, you know, Freemasons cannot be in the church. So I think that's one of the interesting things about this. When I see that, I think, well, hang on a minute. You know, what the Protestants are doing is they're ignoring the beam in their own eye and pointing the finger at the Catholics. But this is, I think, part of the attempts to kind of get these various quite powerful institutions which are in the way of all these New World Order style changes fighting each other, just as they've been doing, obviously, in...
Sure, it's divide and conquer. Sure, it's divide and conquer, just like right now they want it to be liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans fighting with each other over left-right, when left-right are all unified at the top to bring in the New World Order. But I didn't mean to have you digress there. I just wanted to go into some of that because... wasn't Redinger like a Jesuit or something?
Well, he was a free. I don't know about him being a Jesuit, but he certainly was a Freemason. And this is one of the interesting things that's come out. I mean, we've got quite a good Polish community here in Bristol, and I was chatting to some Polish people, and they're going, "Ah, right, yeah, this guy Redinger is big news, even though he died such a long time ago." You know, in Poland, there are people writing books now about him and about how this interesting Polish-born guy who was working for MI6 during the Second World War, looking after the Polish leader in exile. How he was, you know, there were people picking apart his life as he was growing up in Poland and things like this. But, of course, this stuff is all only in Polish. Yeah? So one of the things I'm working on at the moment is trying to get some of this stuff out into the English language.
All right, stay there. Bilderberg.org. We're going to have to hold you longer than 30, 40 minutes because I'm really getting intrigued. Let's get into what we know about Bilderberg, how it was founded, what its goals are, these army reports that are confirmed about the Nazi money going into it, that merger of the Anglo-American establishment with the old European elite, with Germany at the center. Certainly Germany is the heart of the EU. That can't be debated. And so we'll break all that down and then get any latest intel you've got from England, because I know you always get a lot of inside info. This turned out to be pretty accurate. At Bilderberg.org, Tony Gosling is our guest. Your call's coming up, and I'll break down the sickening New York Times attack on myself and others. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The New World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food, mixing vegetables with animals, and now experimenting with viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve,
surrender,
or surrender.
All canned food supplies
will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
You know, I saw this Austin American Statesman story online, front page of Metro and State, strip search of 8-year-old girl that we've been exposing. But then it's a different version. I guess they went to print later than the internet story they put out. They admit the police contradicted themselves with the school administration, because the school administration admitted they took her pants off, and they admitted that to us, and the CPS admitted it, and then now they're denying it, saying nobody did. I mean, you know, you guys, it's not good to lie continually. I mean, come on. We're not the ones lying. You're the ones lying. Like, they've now had to admit, I didn't give out their 911 number. I gave out the administrative county numbers. So they've been caught in that lie as well. But look, just keep lying. Everybody knows who the liars are. You, not us. Does that mean we're perfect? No, we make mistakes. But you guys are known that when your lips are moving, you're lying. Going back to Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, we can also learn more about the Bilderberg in my film, The Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, in a nutshell, the founding of Bilderberg from the documents themselves, and then the latest info, any intel you've gotten from this year's meeting, what's on the agenda from 2009?
The list this year, Alex, is the Bilderberg press release, have you?
Yes.
You've seen all that then, yeah?
Well, we put it up, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Because there were a couple of issues of the press release, some in different languages, but, they were talking about the financial crisis, governments and markets, role of institutions, market economies and democracy, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, U.S. and the world, cyber terrorism, which I guess is their fear of the truth coming out on the internet, manifesting as something called cyber terrorism, new imperialisms, protectionism, post-Kyoto challenges. Now, I don't know about you, but that's the longest list of subjects I've ever seen on one of these Bilderberg press releases. And, of course, the Bilderberg-style answer to all this is all these international problems need to be dealt with together by a giant global governmental type system. I mean, that's where they're pushing. But it seems every time there's some kind of crisis, and this is why they're so into these created crises, is they're trying to pull it in and say, it's okay, we've got a plan to deal with it. A little bit like when they appeared at the beginning of the Second World War. They were sort of jumping in there saying, it's okay, we'll deal with it. So they're spending a lot of money, a lot of time and effort trying to think ahead of the game and playing a long game. As I think, you know, we need to do too. So the originals, when we were talking a little bit earlier about the U-boat incident, do you actually know about that? The Hitler's escape boat. Do you know about that one?
Yes, I had read briefly about it in a few history books, but you had more details, so tell us about it.
Well, that's right. I mean, I actually came over to the States, I think it was in 1999, to check this one out, Alex, because it seemed so intriguing. I was having chats on the phone and getting emails from a guy called Ed Michaud, I think it's in Concord, Massachusetts, he's based, but he was doing diving off of Cape Cod, and he's someone that kind of does research in libraries, museums, and that kind of thing into wrecks, and he discovered this wreck. This U-boat, which had sunk off Cape Cod on the 25th of August, 1944. It was a very special, very peculiar type of U-boat. Only one of its kind was ever built. It's called a Type X-1B. You won't find it in any of the books that there are published about submarines, but he's managed to get the plans for it, all sorts of stuff. But it was only one ever built, and it was in port in Danzig, sitting there, waiting for any reason that Hitler or the high command of the German military might need to escape. It was sitting there ready. And the other thing with this U-boat, it was enormous. It also had a gigantic great hold. So it wasn't your normal U-boat. It wasn't a fighting U-boat. It was able to transport vast amounts of goods. And Ed had done his research, and one of the reasons he was interested in this wreck, which is now apparently still lying off Cape Cod in quite difficult diving waters, unfortunately, but it's lying there with a whole cargo load of gold on board. Because what Ed believed was that towards the end of the war, the Nazis started shipping their gold into the U-boat so that Hitler could escape with the gold across the Atlantic or wherever he wanted to go underwater.
Well, we know a lot of it went to Central and South America. That's on record that massive amounts of gold, diamonds, artwork, and Nazis went to Argentina, you name it.
And I don't think a submarine would be the best way of transporting gold around the world, but I think it certainly makes it an intriguing prospect.
Well, see, the Germans had the big milk cows, is what they called them, large troop-carrying, cargo-carrying subs. And we know milk cows went to South America, carrying all the goodies. Stay there, Tony Gosling. Let's fast forward when we get back to current times.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Hey, zoom in on that for folks on the computer screen.
Many a soldier.
For people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv right now.
The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I'm still alive. Yeah, that's the front page of the Galveston County Daily News. People protesting tasers killing people. The guy leading the march is wearing the Answer to 1984-1776 T-shirt. That's exactly what these T-shirts are meant, as they're our colors, our uniform, and the fight for freedom and to meet like-minded people.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm living still.
All right,
we got to go back to our guest. We got to cut off Waylon Jennings. Now, that would be a crime. Crank him up.
Where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below.
And then it's a crime to cut off Johnny Cash coming up. But we have to do it.
But I'm still
His, Johnny doesn't get his.
I'll always be around.
I'd rather just sit around all day listening to music with you, maybe on a bass boat fishing. We got to fight the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. There will be no future.
I fly a starship.
Let's go back to Tony Gosling, Bilderberg.org. Okay, Tony. Other interesting history, though. I mean, it's now out in mainline news that it was Nazi money helping to found it, kind of merging with the British and U.S. Elites. How is their agenda going? According to Jim Tucker and Daniel Estulin and so many others that have sources inside, it is not going well. And that they realize that people are waking up to the New World Order. Is that what you've got? Because I know you have a lot of contacts, do constant research.
Well, I know. I think essentially what they're working to is a two-pronged failure, really. One is a failed plan in the first place. I mean, a lot of these plans were drawn up, you know, many years ago, and they just don't work in the modern world. The other thing, of course, is it's a little bit like the Battle of Arnhem in the Second World War, when the gliders came in to as part of a kind of large paratroop invasion. The first thing the Germans got their hands on was the plans. Now, this is what we've got as well, is we've got a lot of the plans of what they're intending to do. I mean, not necessarily the individual operational details, but the larger plan. We've got it. It's come out before.
We have the blueprints of the Death Star. We have the blueprints of the Death Star, and if we will just mount an X-Wing attack, we can beat them, and we have done that.
And, of course, this is really ultimately is going to be and is already a massive battle for hearts and minds. And, of course, if the hearts and minds are on the case before the battle starts, then there's no chance of taking them away. You know, this is so I think this is, a sort of meta looking at this whole thing from afar. I think there's yes, of course, the Bilderbergs have got some serious problems. And they've got some even bigger problems after this year's conference, because it was really the first time I've ever seen a mainstream British newspaper or TV do a really good in-depth analysis and coverage. And Charlie Skelton's pieces on The Guardian Online, I'm sure you've been following those, Alex.
We've had him on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And this is the first, and isn't it interesting that we see The Guardian as a left paper as the first one to really stick the knife in to Bilderberg?
Now, let me go ahead.
Yeah, because, I've come from a sort of reasonably left-wing trade union background, and I've always thought that the biggest thorn in these people's sides is organized labor, well-organized and representative. I mean, for example, on a program I do here this evening in Bristol, we had a guy from the Communication Workers Union, which represents the telecom workers and postal workers in the southwest of England, and this one chap is representing 30,000 workers. I think this is really what the Bilderbergers fear, almost more than anything else, is organized ordinary people, organized ordinary workers, etc., against them. And aware.
Yeah, that's what Webster Tarpley says. That's why they're so pleased to be flushing Chrysler and GM down the toilet right now, because then only the state will be left to help people, and it's controlled by the eugenicists at the Bilderberg Group. So they want us coming hat in hand, begging to them to be literal sharecroppers in their global plantation. In closing, Tony, so you concur with the other intel from the different perspectives we've gotten that Bilderberg is really starting to realize that, you know, one strength they have is they stick with the same plan and don't give up, but that's also a weakness when you're carrying it out over 50, 60 years, because despite all their great wealth, we have their plans. Their plan wasn't set up and designed for this hyper-modern world. The control grids they tried to build have kind of backfired on them. Answer that question, and then finally, take Charlie Skelton, the Guardian reporter, take the other reporters. They arrested a whole bunch of people from Portuguese news and U.S. news and British news, and if they were smart, they'd just meet and not act like it was a big deal, but still, you know, have it be closed door. Instead, they enjoy having people arrested. They enjoy having the army out. They enjoy shutting things down for 2.5 miles in the middle of a giant tourist area and arresting tourists. I mean, isn't their arrogance, their hubris going to be their downfall?
Well, I think that is actually a massive tactical error on their side. Because their hotel is sealed off well away from anybody, they are actually showing their hand. by acting like that, you know. And this is one of the reasons I think why Charlie was so annoyed. Now, I don't know if Charlie mentioned it, but also the Times covered it as well this year. And to see the way these newspapers operate in this kind of masquerade of competition, knowing Murdoch's outlets, you know, Sky News, The Times, The Sun, etc., is that they also, they only act and they only do stuff when somebody else is doing it. And this is what they're making out, that they're actually also interested in covering this stuff. But you can be guaranteed, if The Guardian hadn't been covering it, there would have been not a word in The Times would have been about it. The other newspaper that covered it here in Britain was the Sunday Express, which did a fantastic little piece calling them the Bilderberg Illuminati. So this is, for certainly in the English language newspapers, this is the best year I've ever seen for Bilderberg coverage.
And Tony, that leads me to my next point that I'm going to cover after you're gone, but I want you to comment on this now. So we have this weird paradox. All these decades, they've said we're crazy, it doesn't exist, there's no Anglo-American / Germanic, you know, elite with this, you know, Israeli banking elite mixed in. None of this exists, it isn't real, you're crazy if you talk about it. And I know I just called you Charlie, I know it's Tony. I was thinking about Charlie and what happened to him. Let me start over. We have, Tony Gosling, this paradox. They've denied there's this global elite. They've denied there's this new world order. And now so many of these documents have been declassified. The globalists are out in the open saying, yes, the answer to the world crises is a new world order. You'll pay your taxes to private bankers. I mean, all of this is now being admitted. But then still you have the mainline media, even in the same publications, they'll admit there's a global new world order and define it just as we've defined it, but then have a separate article in the New York Times saying it doesn't exist and we're insane. And so it's really kind of like a train wreck to watch them not getting their propaganda lined up. I mean, do you see the point I'm making? They're denying something which they have to now admit.
Well, listen, this is a massive catch-up is called for here right across the Western English-speaking, particularly media. I mean, there is a kind of two-pronged problem in that. One is that you do have censorship. Certainly, places like Reuters, as Charlie showed, you know, you type Bilderberg into Reuters and nothing comes up whatsoever. You know, so you've got some sort of censorship. And I know for a fact I've seen Bilderberg articles on the Reuters system, you know. So they've obviously hidden these articles. They've got rid of
them. They're removing them. Yeah, they removed them.
But there's also quite genuine ignorance. I mean, when I speak to journalists about Bilderberg, and I'm sort of known in the UK amongst other journos as a place to come to talk to Bilderberg about Bilderberg, there's only two different reactions. One is looking at me as if I'm slightly crazy. And the other one, or else good, you know. So there's a knowledge there. So they're either for it or against it or whatever. There's a very much a knowledge. But most journalists actually haven't heard about this. So we're talking about ordinary journos who are working on other stories, such as, you know, sports and all that sort of thing. They're just not, and news journalists or domestic stuff. It's not in the consciousness of journalists. And this is what we're seeing is the sort of problems as they're coming out of the closet. Because, of course, as you said rightly, for years and years they've been denying it. And now, all of a sudden, we're hearing all this, oh, we need a global solution, we need a global solution, we need a global solution. So what's happening is, I think, well, certainly the journalists I talk to, is they're slowly realizing, wow, this is massive, and it's been brewing under the surface for years. And, of course, the trust that Bilderberg have constantly insisted on is now a trust which is rotting on the shelf. Because many editors who've trusted the Bilderberg line along the years, which is always just a little private meeting, are now thinking to themselves, well, hang on a minute. We trusted you, and you've completely screwed up from top to bottom.
Well, that was my next point, is that this is a huge loss of trust happening as the mainstream media invested itself, making fun of us and saying, Limbaugh used to say the CFR didn't exist. Now it's all over TV pushing open world government as the solution, you know, to all problems. Denying Bilderberg, denying North American Union, denying NAFTA superhighways as they're being built and the billboards are up. You know, because they've done this and because the media itself, a lot of the time was actually just ignorant, as you were saying, and their editors were lying to them. Oh, don't do a story on that. That's just schizophrenic crazies who believe in space aliens. That whole line is now imploding, and so the media is losing that much more credibility, and then they're trying to play catch-up, and that only exposes the fact they covered this up that much more.
Well, this is the Guardian's line, isn't it? And it's, I think what they've done here is they've been mulling this over for years. A lot of Guardian people, you know, have been looking at this thinking, hang on a minute, this is a sort of fascist conspiracy against Britain, and is this something we should take seriously and deal with? And it seems to me at last they bit the bullet and grasped the nettle, and they've decided, look, we are going to actually fund and send a reporter there to get the gen. I mean, the Guardian is really shining at the moment. I don't know if you've been following all this massive MP's expenses scandal here in Britain, have you?
Yeah, and they're also doing reports about the U.S. government torturing children, and they're doing stories about the government being corrupt and Big Brother, and they're doing stories about staged terror attacks, and I think it's a crisis of conscience there at The Guardian. I think they also understand we're the future. Alternative media, telling it like it is, you know, laying the cards down on the table. I think they want to survive into the future. And people like the New York Times that are still basically saying none of this exists, that's why they're going bankrupt right now. Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, I really appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll talk to you.
One little last thing, Alex, because this week The Guardian has exposed that the scandal here in the UK, a hard drive was stolen from the House of Commons with all these MPs' expenses on it. It was actually stolen, apparently, by this ex-SAS major who has links to the MI5 and MI6, who is called John Wick. And it's actually been stolen by an ex-SAS guy. This is private security, quite possibly working with, and almost certainly working with MI6, attempting to foment a political crisis. I think this is fascinating, and it's nice to see that there's still some decent investigative journalism out there.
Now, let me stop you. I have to be honest. I get so busy that I had read about all the news headlines on Drudge about how they were going after members of parliament for buying $200 dinners or getting a little bit of rent money or something. And I said, I believe this is a political distraction. I said this first hour, start of the show. I believe this is a political distraction because they always love to use petty things to get control of parliament. The MI5, MI6 has admittedly been spying illegally on parliament. You have the shadow, illegitimate Queen's government trying to control the parliament to do these unpopular things. You're saying, I didn't know this, you're saying they've caught intelligence people stealing it to use it as dirt on them. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so this guy is John Wick. I mean, this is private security companies. Obviously, when people retire from special forces, they set up often these like little private investigator-style agencies. And you know, why is this guy, John Wick, not on the headlines instead of the MPs? I mean, clearly what's going on here is that the MPs are being dirtied up in rather a tacky fashion in order to distract attention from the billions and trillions that the bankers have run off with. And of course, MPs are our representatives. They're the front line against the bankers. And they're the ones who have been being dirtied up here. And I think, you know, the implication here is that the security services, either MI5, MI6, somebody like that, is also working with this guy. But, you know, what are private intelligence agencies doing?
Well, they always use Visor Consultancy to run the drills, you know, with the former head PR guy from Scotland Yard. He runs the drills at the exact same time, exact same places as the bus and the trains are bombed on the morning of 7/7 at the exact same time. It's always private intelligence agencies. Quote, you're going to start a private group, and then that's the public payoff they can then make, because it's just a private group doing security and the government's giving you a paycheck. But instead of making £60,000 a year, you're now making £150,000 a year, you know, to carry these operations out. So my instincts were right about that. Tony, I'm glad we talked to you from the UK along that line. But absolutely, anytime I see a report about a politician that's got a crooked toenail, while meanwhile massive crimes are going on, we know what it is. Another parallel example of this is they took almost all the IRS agents off of billionaires 10 years ago, and put them not just on middle class, people making $100,000 a year. They put it on blue-collar people who literally might just owe a few thousand dollars. And so not only did they cut the amount of agents, they put the investigators on the very poorest, which, of course, would bring back the least amount of money. and cut all the white collar investigators across the government. So I mean you really see it, how they go after some poor auto mechanic who can't even, you know, pay his trailer bill, but some billionaire can openly steal everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a really good week, actually, for investigative journalism here, and it's lovely to see, because we've been living through a crisis of investigative journalism with all these newspapers, TV stations, radio stations, etc., cutting all of their journalistic budgets. Another story that's come out this week, just, you know, stop me if you've already been over this, Alex, but it's five Muslim community workers here in Britain have accused MI5 of waging a campaign of blackmail and harassment in an attempt to recruit them as informants. So, you know, basically what they're saying is MI5 are going to these Muslim community workers and saying, either work for us or we're going to say you're a terrorist. We're going to put you on the list. We're going to follow you and possibly arrest you too.
Yeah, we're going to send you to Guantanamo Bay. I did see that, and Bob Chapman covered it last hour, but, we could talk for days about it. It's so important.
Okay.
All right, Tony Gosling.
I'm just making the point, really, that, investigative journalism seems to almost have kind of got a bit of a revival the last couple of weeks. I've seen some fantastic stuff out there, and I think we'll be seeing more in the future.
Absolutely. I mean, the corruption's right out in the open. If we all just stand up together, we can overthrow this thing very quickly. Tony, or I could call you Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply.
Okay, I'm not going to spend all day on this. We got another guest coming up. There's a segment or two, and then I promise we're going to take a lot of calls at the end of the show and blitz through some news that I haven't gotten to yet.
Today.
All right, here it is in the New York Times, and there was some other hit pieces on this film as well. It premieres the 26th on IFC. And it's on the IFC On Demand. They're telling me one of the most downloaded films ever on IFC Demand. It goes up there first. It says, conspiracy theorist examined. Few things are as tiresome as the New York Times. I could talk for hours just about this article. Again, not because it's about me. The mindset of these people, the attitude, their spirit. Few things are as tiresome as listening to people rant about their conspiracy theories. Really, everybody knows it's super hot and that people find conspiracies intriguing, whether they're real or not. And the best-selling books are all about that. And, you know, the new Angels and Demons movie and all of that. Really, it's people find few things more tiresome. This is telling you, oh, it's tiresome. Maybe for you, a little critic that just watches a couple movies every week and then writes articles for the New York Times who's never been in the arena, who doesn't actually live in the real world, who ninnies around, and I've checked into this writer, this Nathan Lee, talk about a ninny. While there are no doubt tantalizing speculations to be made about the inside job that demolished the World Trade Center and the nefarious agenda of the global elite, movies about such things do well to involve James Bond and giant explosions. So, this isn't real. It's James Bond. Of course, you should know, twit, that James Bond was written by MI6/OSS officer stylizing real things that happened. But you wouldn't know that, would you? Because you live in the world of make-believe movies. New World Order, an unrelentingly tedious documentary by Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil, follows up a group of considerably less glamorous truth seekers. So we're not glamorous. So we're trying to be glamorous, but we're not. The most prominent of the filmmakers' subjects, the radio host Alex Jones, who is based in Austin, Texas, rails against the powers that be, all of them, in a manner that reinforces every cliche of conspiracy theorist loon. Because, see, I'm mad about the government kidnapping kids. I'm mad about lying about wars and WMDs. I'm mad about Seymour Hersh and the government admitting and the Army's own report reporting that they raped children in front of their parents. See, I'm a loon. I'm angry about that. It's wrong. I'm just a loon. I'm wrong. I shouldn't be mad the bankers have stolen $14.8 trillion and we're going bankrupt. I should just watch movies like this guy and ninny around with my friends in New York. Rails against the powers that be, all of them, in a manner that reinforces every cliche of conspiracy theorist loon. Paranoia, megalomania, delusional, and sweaty. Yeah, we were out in the summer in Virginia, and I'm sweating. Ooh, I see. I know you wear white gloves and have someone fanning you, and you know sweating is bad. Paranoid, megalomaniacal. The documentary's most action-packed scene finds Mr. Jones throwing a major hissy fit when his hotel fire alarm goes off, thereby proving without a shadow of a doubt that they are trying to suppress his revelations. Yeah, we had security walk up and go, people like to pull fire alarms, but they go to jail when they do it. And then they pull the fire alarm, and I go outside, and the security head comes up when I'm outside with 200 people and says, we're going to F you up. And there's Secret Service running around all on video with headpieces, and they're trying to blame me for a fire drill for pulling a fire alarm that's a serious crime, by the way, and I get upset calling into a national talk show on 600 radio stations, coast to coast. See, to this guy, he's so sheltered and in la-la land, he thinks it's fake. I saw mainstream news articles about this film, New World Order, that it's a documentary, where they said other reviews that have been done said I made it up. There was no Bilderberg Group meeting happening in Chantilly, Virginia. Obama wasn't secretly there. It doesn't exist. And that's basically what this says. But there were articles that we read on air, other film reviews of this when it was at South by Southwest, saying, I'm a complete schizophrenic. I was at a hotel going crazy in a room, believing there were world leaders there. Now, who's crazy?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.